Mr. President, that you can keep the ceasefire in Gaza and conclude the three phases of this deal?
I'm not confident. That's not our war. It's their war. But
apologize.
I'm not confident. But I think they're very weakened on the other side.
Do you support the two-state
Gaza? Boy, I looked at a picture of Gaza. Gaza is like a massive demolition site. That place is, it's really got to be rebuilt in a different way.
Do you plan to help rebuilding Gaza?
I might. You know, Gaza's interesting. It's a phenomenal location. On the sea, best weather. You know, everything's good. It's like some beautiful things could be done with it, but that's very interesting. But some fantastic things could be done with Gaza.
How do you see the future in governance for Gaza?
Well, it depends. I can't imagine you could have, well, you certainly can't have the people that were there. Most of them are dead.
While much of the world decries genocide, Trump recently brought up the great real estate possibilities in Palestine. This is reminiscent of his son-in-law, Jared Kushner's recent comments, whose family is also in the real estate business.
There are real fears on the part of Arabs, and I'm sure you talk to a lot of them, who think once Gazans leave Gaza, Netanyahu's never going to let them back in.
Maybe, but I'm not sure there's much left of Gaza at this point. So, you know, if you think about even the construct, like, you know, Gaza was not really a historical precedent, right? It was the result of a war, right? You had tribes that were in different places, but then Gaza became a thing. Egypt, you know, used to run it. And then, you know, over time, you had different governments that came in different ways. Both sides are spending a fortune on military. I think neither side really wants to have, you know, a terrorist organization enclaved right between them. I mean, Gaza's waterfront property. It could be very valuable. It's a little bit of an unfortunate situation there. But I think from Israel's perspective, I would do my best to move the people out and then clean it up. But I don't think that Israel has stated that they don't want the people to move back there afterwards.
Trump recently suggested that the Palestinian people be moved into other nations.
I'm talking to General El-Sisi tomorrow, sometime I'm in. And I'd like Egypt to take people, and I'd like Jordan to take people. I mean, you're talking about probably 1.5 million people. And we just clean out that whole thing. It's, you know, it's over the centuries, that's had many, many conflicts, that site. And I don't know, it's something has to happen, but it's literally a demolition site right now. Almost everything's demolished, and people are dying there. So I'd rather get involved with some of the Arab nations and build housing in a different location where they can maybe live in peace.
Temporarily,
it could be either. It could be temporarily. It could be long-term.
The claim to Israel by the Zionists is that the land was promised to them by God thousands of years ago. But a 2012 Johns Hopkins study shows that Ashkenazi Jews are not Semitic people. Geneticist Iran Alaik found that European Jews were primarily the children of a Turkish people known as the Khazars, who converted to Judaism between the 7th and 9th centuries. Next week, President Trump will be meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Trump has received over $200 million from the Israeli lobby, who want more than just Palestine. And Trump knows that Netanyahu is not open to a two-state solution. Greg Reese reporting. The Reese Report is now fully funded by my Substack subscribers. Subscribe today and support my work at gregreese.substack.com.